Hi, you've reached the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Elisha. Are you calling from a safe location?
Alicia, hi. Yeah, but kind of. It really is a bad part of town, and I've been trying to get my spare on, and it has a flat. I went to go even a mile to go try to air it up, thinking it would air up, but it won't air up. And try not to call you guys, but I really need some help, and I don't have my policy number with me. It's in the house, at the house. I don't know what to do. Hello?
Is this Jonathan?
Can I give you my name and my account, like my license plate number and driver's license number and
well, may I have your, yeah, you can give me your name.
Nicholas Reese.
Okay. Is it NICHOLAS?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
REESE?
RUIZ?
Oh, Reese. Okay. Okay, and just in case we get disconnected, can you provide a good callback number?
661-220-6899.
Okay, so that's 661-220-6899.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're not able to look it up online either?
Let me look through my phone real quick.
Okay.
If I can find it in there. Hello? Okay, hold on. No, for some reason, Google has decided to take. Turn my photos. I don't know what's going on. I know my vehicle ID number, and I know. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I know the ID number, I know the my VIN number, and I know my license plate number. I just don't have my policy number. Freaking.
Do you think it's in an email maybe, or?
Here, they might come in. They might come in right now. Hold on. They're starting to come in, I think. The photos are. For some reason, my phone didn't have the backup on. Policy number is going to be. Oh my gosh, this is so insanely stressful right now. I'm angst out. You're not able to check it by just my phone and my driver's license?
Unfortunately, no, we don't have access to your actual policy.
Gosh damn it.
The only way they give us the search is with the policy number and
okay,
the last.
It should be in my email. Let me check. Here it is. It is policy number 0401-02-100-459-453.
Okay, and just to verify, it's 0401-02-100-459-453.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the last six digits of your VIN number?
It is going to be, I just had that photo. Oh my gosh, this phone is a fucking piece of shit. It is 1-5. The last six, 315-507.
Okay, give me a minute to search.
Huh?
I said, give me a minute to search.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
It's a 2014 Dodge Charger Black.
Okay, so are you requesting a tow service or?
Yeah.
Okay. And will you need a ride with the driver?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just have to advise that.
Literally, my house is around the.
Oh.
My house is around the corner, really. It's just literally around the corner.
Okay, and so I just have to advise that due to the coronavirus issue, some drivers are not allowing customers to ride with them, but I will ask.
Okay, I have masks.
Okay, and I just have to ask a few questions to make sure I send out the correct service vehicle. Will the vehicle shift into neutral?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard two-wheel drive?
Standard two.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text updates, which includes the name
yes,
of
please.
Your service? Okay. And message and data rates may apply.
Sure.
Okay, and just to verify your phone number for the driver, it's 661-220-6899.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so are you in Bakersfield?
Yeah, ma'am.
Are you near a business or a residence?
Yeah, I'm by automotive engineering, let's see. By the Kern Housing Association across the street on Golden State Highway.
Okay. Yeah, across the street from the housing, what was it called?
Authorities. Kern Housing Authorities.
Okay.
On Golden State Highway, right by the kind of the 178 bridge.
Oh, okay, I see the housing authority of the county of Kern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
are you
would be like 20 something street, but Golden State's right there, right next to it, and he'll see my flashing lights.
Okay, and are you the only passenger?
Yeah. Okay. Driver. I mean, the only passenger, yeah, within.
Okay, and your home, what can you verify your home address?
My home address? It changed.
Okay, give me a minute.
We're taking my car to 533
mm-hmm.
28th Street.
So another home.
I need to update all that, but yeah,
oh, that's
it's my home. It's my new address. I need to update it all. I just moved, and I just got these tires, and I don't fuck. It just blew right in the middle of the freaking road. Something was in the road, like some steel.
Okay, and this request was not the result of an accident, correct?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out to a provider, and you will receive a text message with their name and estimated time of arrival when one is dispatched to you.
Okay.
Okay, and Mr. Ruiz, would you like to wait on hold while I reach out to a provider, or just wait on a text message?
Yes.
Okay.
You can reach out both if you would like, whatever I think is faster for you guys. I really am right around the corner, and I know you guys got me Golden Empire before, and they were really good, but one time they made me wait like 6 hours. Six hours. And that was a long time.
Yeah, it just depends on the company's workload.
And the
employees.
So hopefully they got there out.
Okay, so I'm going to place you on hold.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.